Welcome back, everybody. Today's deep dive is going to be pretty interesting. We got a ton of requests to look into the future of webinars. So that's what we're going to do. And it makes sense, right? I mean, think about it. The term webinar gets like almost 90,000 searches every single day.
Oh, wow, that's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. So clearly people are interested. And to help us break down why webinars are not just surviving, but actually like thriving, and what that means for all of us, we're going to be looking at some insights from AirMeet.
Great.
Which is a pretty popular webinar platform.
Yeah. And what's so fascinating to me is that when you say the word webinar, so many people still picture like this really stiff, you know, just one way lecture style presentation.
Right.
But webinars are changing, and it's actually similar to the way a lot of other forms of media have changed over time.
Okay, I'm curious. Give me an example.
Well, think about books, right?
Right.
I mean, they started as scrolls and then, you know, went to paperbacks and hardcovers and then ebooks. And now we even have audiobooks.
Yeah.
So it's all about adapting to the way people want to consume information. Webinars are on that same path.
Oh, I see. So it's not just about sitting through a slideshow anymore.
Exactly. And, you know, AirMeet's a great example. They're pushing the boundaries of what a webinar can be. They're powering full-blown conferences and summits and even hybrid events.
Wow.
All using webinar technology as the foundation.
That's impressive. Yeah, I mean, I guess that really speaks to the adaptability of the technology. But let's be honest here. One of the biggest appeals of webinars, even the traditional ones, is the efficiency. You know, no travel costs, no venue rentals.
Right. Yeah.
You can reach a global audience from your desk.
Exactly. And with remote work on the rise and travel costs, you know, just going up and up and up, yeah. The value of webinars is only getting stronger.
Yeah.
It's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah.
Hosts, save money attendees, save time and hassle.
Right. You don't have to worry about finding a venue that can fit, you know, 1,000 people.
Exactly.
Speaking of reaching a wider audience, the AirMeet article talks about how webinars can actually be a really powerful tool for inclusivity.
That's right.
I hadn't thought about it that way.
Yeah. I mean, just think about features like live transcription or closed captions or even, you know, translation into different languages.
Right.
All of a sudden, you're able to meet people who maybe couldn't have attended a traditional in-person event.
Wow. So it really is making knowledge and experiences accessible to more people.
Yeah.
They also had this really interesting example in the article about using LinkedIn polls before a webinar even starts.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, gathering insights into what your audience is already curious about before you even finalize the presentation.
That's smart.
Yeah, that level of audience engagement, that's key to making sure your webinar actually provides real value.
That makes sense. Now, I think a question that's probably on a lot of people's minds is AI.
Hmm?
Like with tools like ChatGPT becoming so sophisticated, is there even a future for human-led webinars anymore?
You know, that is a really interesting question. It might seem like AI could just replace human speakers altogether, right?
Yeah.
But I would argue that AI actually makes the human element of webinars even more valuable.
Okay, how so? I mean, AI can definitely provide information, but...
Right. But it can't replicate that nuanced understanding, you know, the real-time interaction, and frankly, the validation that you get from a live human-led webinar.
Okay. I see what you mean.
So think of it this way. AI can give you the textbook answer.
Right.
But a human expert can help you connect the dots and understand the why behind it.
So it's about adding context and meaning to the information.
Yeah.
Not just like spitting out facts.
Exactly. And that's something that AI, at least for now, can't do.
Yeah.
And it's more than just the information itself, too.
Yeah.
Webinars provide this shared learning experience and a sense of community.
Right.
That you just don't get from, you know, interacting with a chatbot.
Right. So it's like that aha moment, but, you know, magnified.
It's just
you're learning with other people processing the information together.
That's right.
And that can lead to a much deeper understanding.
And let's be real. Sometimes we need that external motivation.
Right.
That sense of accountability that comes from being part of a group. Webinars can provide that in a way that AI just can't. Plus, there's that element of trust.
Right. You're more likely to trust an expert who's willing to put themselves out there.
Exactly.
Answer questions live, you know, engage in an actual discussion.
Yeah, you don't get that same level of trust from a chatbot, no matter how smart it gets.
Right. I think AirMeet calls this the connective construction of knowledge that happens in webinars.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so help me unpack that. What does connective construction of knowledge actually mean?
It's the idea that knowledge isn't something you just, you know, download individually.
Right.
It's something we build together. We bounce ideas off of each other. We challenge each other's assumptions.
Right.
And in the process, we create something new and more meaningful.
So it's like a collaborative learning experience where the sum is greater than its parts.
Exactly.
That's something that I think we all crave, especially in a world where we're constantly bombarded with information from every direction.
You're absolutely right. Webinars provide this space to filter through all the noise, to have meaningful conversations.
Right.
And to arrive at a shared understanding.
But if webinars are becoming this hub for knowledge sharing, then how are the platforms themselves actually adapting to support this evolution?
Hmm.
What does the future of the technology look like?
That's a great question. And it's one that Airmeet addresses directly.
Okay.
They talk about the importance of, you know, HD video and seamless AI integration and robust analytics.
Right.
They're really pulling out all the stops to create an experience that is truly immersive and engaging.
Yeah, it sounds like they're not just focusing on, you know, the bells and whistles. They're really thinking about how these features can actually facilitate a deeper interaction and create a more personalized experience for both hosts and attendees.
Exactly. It's about creating a space where people can connect, learn, and grow together.
So it's not just about delivering a presentation. It's about fostering a community, which is a really powerful concept, especially in a world where people are feeling increasingly isolated.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's another piece to this puzzle that I think is important, and that's this idea of repurposing content.
Hmm.
Webinars aren't just a one-time event anymore. They could be this springboard for creating a whole ecosystem of content.
Okay, wait, tell me more about this. What do you mean by repurposing content?
So imagine you've just hosted this fantastic webinar.
Okay.
You've got all this valuable information, insights, audience engagement. Why let it go to waste?
Right.
You can take that one webinar and turn it into blog posts, social media snippets, even short training courses.
Right.
You're maximizing the value of your effort and reaching an even wider audience.
So you're essentially turning one webinar into multiple pieces of content.
Exactly.
Each with its own unique format and target audience.
Right.
That's pretty smart.
And it's a strategy that anyone can use, solopreneurs, small business owners, large corporations. It doesn't matter. The key is to be strategic about it.
Speaking of being strategic, I think there's a big elephant in the room that we need to address. How do webinars actually fit into a world that is increasingly dominated by algorithms, social media, and of course, AI-powered content creation?
Yeah.
I mean, are webinars even relevant anymore?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's something that keeps a lot of content creators up at night.
I bet.
We're all worried about getting lost in the noise.
Right.
You know, becoming just another piece of content vying for attention.
Especially with all this talk about webinar fatigue.
Yeah.
It's like the digital equivalent of conference burnout. You attend too many webinars and they all just start to blend together.
Right.
You stop learning, you stop engaging, and eventually you just tune out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. And that's why it's more important than ever to be strategic about your approach to webinars.
Right.
It's not enough to just, you know, put together a presentation and hope that people show up.
Right.
You need to be deliberate about your topic, your audience, your goals.
And that's where I think these insights from Airmeet become so valuable.
Yeah.
They're not just talking about the technology. They're talking about the strategy behind using webinars effectively.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they emphasize that webinars need to be more than just this one-time event.
Right.
They need to be part of a larger content strategy.
Okay, break that down for me. What does it mean to integrate webinars into a larger content strategy?
Think of it like a ripple effect.
Yeah.
Your webinar is that initial splash.
Right.
But the waves, they continue to spread outwards through social media, blog posts, email campaigns, and other channels.
So it's not just about the hour or two that people spend attending the live webinar.
Yeah.
It's about the ongoing engagement that you create around that content.
Exactly. And that's where things get really interesting. Because now you're not just delivering information, you're building a community, fostering relationships, and creating a platform for ongoing dialogue.
It's almost like webinars are becoming the digital equivalent of a town hall meeting, a place where people can come together to share ideas, discuss challenges, and find solutions.
And that sense of community that is incredibly valuable.
Yeah.
Especially in a world where, you know, people are feeling increasingly isolated and disconnected.
Yeah, it's a way to combat that feeling of being lost in this digital sea of content.
Exactly.
Airmeet also talks about how webinars can help brands expand their perspective. It's not just about broadcasting your message.
Right.
It's about listening to your audience, understanding their needs, and adapting your approach accordingly.
It's a two-way street.
Right.
Webinars can provide valuable insights into your audience's pain points, their interests, and their aspirations.
Yeah, it's like a real-time focus group,
right?
But on a much larger scale.
Exactly.
You're getting direct feedback from your target audience, which can be so valuable for shaping your products, your services, your overall marketing strategy.
And that ability to listen and adapt is essential in today's rapidly changing market.
For sure.
The brands that thrive will be the ones that are most attuned to the evolving needs of their customers.
So the big takeaway here is that webinars are more than just a tool for delivering information.
Right.
They're a platform for connection, collaboration, community building.
Yeah.
And in a world that's increasingly dominated by algorithms and AI, that human element is more important than ever.
Absolutely. Webinars give us a space to connect with each other, to share our knowledge, and to build something together.
Right.
And that's a pretty exciting prospect. But there's another layer to this that I think is worth exploring.
Okay. I'm intrigued. What else is there?
Well, we've talked about how webinars can help us connect with each other.
Right.
But what about the potential for webinars to help us connect with ourselves?
Hmm.
I think there's a real opportunity here for webinars to become tools for self-discovery and personal growth.
Now, that is an interesting thought. I've never really considered webinars in that light before.
Think about it. Webinars can provide a structured environment for learning, reflection, goal setting.
Okay.
They can connect you with experts and mentors who can guide you on your journey.
Yeah.
And they can offer a sense of community and support that can be so valuable when you're trying to make positive changes in your life.
That's a really powerful concept. And it speaks to the idea that webinars are more than just a way to consume information.
Right.
They're a way to connect, to engage, and to grow as individuals.
Exactly. And I think that's something that will become even more important as we move further into this digital age.
So it's not just about the future of webinars.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the future of learning and personal development.
Yeah.
And it sounds like webinars have a pretty important role to play.
I couldn't agree more. But before we get too carried away with our philosophical musings, let's bring it back down to earth for a moment.
Okay, sounds good. What are we diving into next?
Let's talk about something very practical marketing. You've got this fantastic webinar planned.
Okay.
It's packed with valuable insights. But how do you actually get people to attend?
Right.
How do you cut through the noise in a world that's saturated with content?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question for anyone trying to build an audience online.
Exactly. It's easy to feel like you're shouting into the void sometimes.
It really is.
But I think Airmeet offers some really valuable advice in their article.
Okay.
They talk about the importance of treating your webinar like a product launch.
Okay, I like that. Tell me more about this product launch approach.
Which is like you wouldn't release a new product without a marketing plan. You shouldn't launch a webinar without one either.
Right.
You need to think about your target audience, your key messaging, your promotional channels.
So it's not just about creating great content.
No.
It's about making sure that the right people actually see it.
Exactly. And that means being strategic about your marketing efforts.
Yeah.
You need to identify where your target audience hangs out online, what kind of content they consume, and what motivates them to take action.
So if you're targeting, say, marketing professionals, you might focus on promoting your webinar on LinkedIn and industry-specific blogs rather than trying to reach everyone on Facebook.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's about being targeted and intentional with your marketing efforts.
Oh.
And it goes beyond just choosing the right platforms.
Mm-hmm.
You also need to craft compelling messaging that resonates with your audience.
Right. So instead of just saying, attend my webinar on marketing trends,
yeah,
you need to highlight the specific benefits that attendees will gain.
Right.
Maybe it's learning how to increase their ROI or generate more leads or stay ahead of the competition.
Exactly. You need to give people a reason to care, a reason to choose your webinar over all the other content out there.
Right. You got to make it clear what's in it for them.
Exactly. What about using AI in marketing?
Oh, absolutely. AI can be a really powerful tool. I mean, for webinar marketing.
For sure.
For instance, you can use AI to personalize your email campaigns.
Right.
Target your social media ads more effectively and even analyze your webinar data to identify areas for improvement.
Exactly. AI can help you work smarter, not harder.
I like that.
It can help you reach the right people with the right message at the right time.
That sounds a lot more efficient than just blasting out generic emails to everyone on your list.
Exactly. But remember, even with the help of AI, you still need to create high-quality content that delivers on your promises.
Right.
The technology can only take you so far.
Yeah, the human element is still crucial.
Absolutely.
You need to build trust, establish credibility, provide real value to your audience.
Mm. Speaking of providing value, One of the things that AirMeet emphasizes is the importance of repurposing your webinar content.
Yes.
It's not just a one-time event. It's a valuable asset that you can leverage to create a whole ecosystem of content.
We talked about this a little bit earlier. I love this idea. It's like getting bonus content.
Right.
You can take that one webinar and turn it into blog posts, social media snippets, even short training courses.
Yeah.
But how do you actually do that effectively?
Mm.
Where do you even start?
Well, the first step is to identify the key takeaways from your webinar.
Okay.
What are the most important points that you want your audience to remember? Once you have those, you can start brainstorming different ways to repurpose them.
So maybe you could create a series of blog posts that expand on each key takeaway.
Right.
Or you could turn some of the most insightful moments into short video clips for social media.
Exactly. And you can get really creative with it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you create a downloadable checklist or worksheet based on the information presented in your webinar.
Right.
Or you turn the Q&A session into a separate blog post or even a podcast episode.
Right. The possibilities are kind of endless.
Yeah.
But I think the key takeaway here is that webinars can be so much more than just a one-time event.
For sure.
They can be a springboard for creating a whole library of valuable content.
Exactly. And that content can help you attract new leads, nurture your existing audience, and position yourself as an expert in your field.
It's a win-win all around.
It is. But let's not forget about the impact of webinars on our personal growth.
Right. We touched on that earlier, the idea of webinars as tools for self-discovery and personal development. But how does that actually play out in practice? It seems like most webinars are focused on teaching specific skills or sharing industry knowledge.
Right.
How can they also help us grow as individuals?
Well, I think it starts with being intentional about the webinars we choose to attend. Instead of just focusing on acquiring new skills, we can also seek out webinars that challenge our perspectives, help us connect with our values, and inspire us to take action.
So maybe it's attending a webinar on mindfulness and stress management instead of another webinar on marketing automation.
Right.
Or maybe it's seeking out webinars led by thought leaders who inspire us to think differently about the world.
Exactly. It's about being proactive in our learning and growth.
Right.
And webinars can be a fantastic resource for this.
Mm.
They can connect us with experts, mentors, and communities that can support us on our journey.
But how do you find those webinars?
Hmm.
I mean, there are so many out there. How do you know which ones are actually going to be valuable for your personal growth?
That's a great question. And I think it starts with being clear about your goals. What areas of your life do you want to improve? What are you passionate about?
Right.
Once you know what you're looking for, you can start searching for webinars that align with your interests.
So if you're interested in improving your communication skills, you might search for webinars on public speaking, active listening, or conflict resolution.
Exactly.
Or if you're passionate about sustainability, you might look for webinars on environmental activism, conscious consumerism, or renewable energy.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to think outside the box. You might be surprised at the variety of webinars that are available.
I bet.
There are webinars on everything from personal finance to creative writing to spiritual development.
It's like a whole universe of learning and growth is waiting to be discovered.
It is.
And it's all accessible through the power of webinars.
And the great thing about webinars is that they're often much more affordable than traditional workshops or conferences.
That's true.
This makes personal development accessible to a wider range of people.
That's a great point. It democratizes access to knowledge and expertise. But I think there's another aspect of webinars that can be so valuable for personal growth.
Mm.
And that's the community aspect.
Yes. Webinars can provide a sense of belonging and support that can be so essential when you're trying to make positive changes in your life.
Right.
Connecting with other people who share your interests and goals can be incredibly motivating.
It's like having a virtual support group.
Yeah.
You can share your struggles, celebrate your successes, and learn from each other's experiences.
Exactly. And that sense of community can make all the difference in the world. It can help you stay accountable, stay motivated, and ultimately achieve your goals.
So it seems like webinars are more than just a way to learn new skills or stay up to date on industry trends.
Right.
They're a powerful tool for personal transformation.
Absolutely. And as technology continues to evolve, I think we'll see even more innovative ways to use webinars for personal growth.
I'm excited to see what the future holds. But before we get too carried away with our visions of the future, let's bring it back to the present for a moment.
Sounds good. What do you have in mind?
So we've talked a lot about the benefits of webinars, you know, like their adaptability, their reach, their potential for community building, even personal growth.
Yeah.
But let's be real here for a second. Everybody is busy and everybody's inbox is overflowing with webinar invites. How do we cut through all the clutter? What makes a webinar really stand out from the crowd?
That's such a good question, because you're right. There's definitely this risk of webinar fatigue.
Yeah.
You know, if every webinar feels the same, people are just going to start tuning out.
Right.
So the key is to create an experience that's actually valuable and engaging.
So it's not enough to just have great content.
Duh.
You need to deliver it in a way that captures people's attention and keeps them coming back for more.
Exactly. Think about it this way. You could have the most amazing meal in the world.
Cook.
But if it's served on a dirty plate, you know, in this chaotic environment,
yeah,
no one's going to enjoy it.
Right.
Same goes for webinars. You need to create the right atmosphere, the right setting to really make your content shine.
Okay, I'm starting to see the analogy. So it's about creating a holistic experience, not just focusing on the content itself. But how do you actually do that? Where do you even begin?
Well, I think it starts with understanding your audience.
Okay.
What are their pain points? What are their interests? What keeps them up at night?
Right.
Once you know that, you can tailor your webinar content and delivery to meet their specific needs.
So it's not just about delivering information. It's about solving problems,
yeah,
providing solutions that your audience can actually use.
Exactly. Like, and that might mean incorporating interactive elements into your webinar, you know, like polls, quizzes, Q&A sessions.
Right.
It could also mean using storytelling techniques to make your content more relatable and engaging.
Right. It's about connecting with your audience on an emotional level.
Yes.
Not just an intellectual one.
For sure.
Because let's face it, we're more likely to remember and act on information that resonates with us emotionally.
Absolutely. And that's where the human element of webinars is so important.
Yeah.
You know, AI can help us personalize content and automate certain tasks.
Right.
But it can't replicate the warmth, the empathy, the authenticity that a human host can bring to the table.
It's that genuine connection that makes people feel seen, heard, and understood.
Exactly.
And that's something that AI, at least for now, just can't replicate.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just the host, too. You know, the way you structure your webinar, the visuals you use, the overall tone and energy you create.
Right.
All of these things contribute to the experience.
It's like setting the stage for a great performance.
Mm.
You want to create an environment that's conducive to learning, engagement, connection.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
It's right. Like a great performance. A great webinar leaves people feeling inspired, motivated, ready to take action.
So it's not just about delivering information.
Yeah.
It's about creating an experience that transforms people.
Exactly. And that's the power of webinars.
Right.
You know, they can educate, inspire, connect us in ways that few other mediums can.
Right.
And as technology continues to evolve, I think we'll see even more innovative and engaging ways to use webinars.
I can't wait to see what the future holds. Well, this has been a really insightful deep dive into the world of webinars. I feel like we've covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, we have.
From the evolution of the technology to the strategies for creating engaging and impactful webinars.
Mm-hmm.
But before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought.
Okay, go for it.
We've talked about how webinars can help us connect with each other,
right,
build communities, even grow as individuals.
Yeah.
But what about the potential for webinars to help us connect with something bigger than ourselves?
Ooh, that's an interesting question. What do you have in mind?
Well, I think webinars have this potential to be a really powerful force for positive change in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, imagine using webinars to raise awareness about important social issues,
right,
or to mobilize people around causes they care about.
Yeah.
Or even to connect people from different cultures and backgrounds.
I love that idea. It's about using this technology for good.
Yeah.
To create a more just equitable and sustainable world.
Exactly. And I think that's something we all have a responsibility to explore. How can we use our webinars, our platforms, our voices to make a positive impact on the world?
That's a powerful question. And one that I hope our listeners will continue to think about long after this deep dive is over.
We encourage you to check out AirMeet's resources. They have a ton of great information on how to create and deliver impactful webinars. But more importantly, we hope that this deep dive has inspired you to think about the possibilities of this medium. Webinars are more than just a tool for delivering information. They're a platform for connection growth and positive change.
And as we move further into the digital age, that human connection is going to become more important than ever.
So keep exploring, keep connecting, and keep using your voice to make a difference. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time.